The majority of us are not isolationists, but we're tired.
I came into Congress 13 years ago,
yes,
with the stated intention of being the leading defender of Israel in the United States Senate.
We're tired.
Have members of Congress come over here. I always say to them, guys, welcome to the 436th Congressional District of the United States.
He's talking about Israel. We're tired. We're not isolationists. We're tired. We're tired. We're tired. We're tired. So fucking tired. Israel does the hard work against Iran, which protects America too. That's what real partnership looks like. Protects America too. Israel has 9 million people. The United States has 340 million people. Iran has 90 million people. It does not take a country with 9 billion people to protect a country with 304 million people from a country with 90 million people. We don't need Israel. You need us. And we're tired. Did you know that people in Israel pretty much get free universal health care? Heavily subsidized by the government. It's called a health basket. It's financed through mandatory payroll deductions. 3.1 to 5% of your payroll goes towards this health bucket, and then everybody benefits, not just the low-income people. Here in the United States, you probably pay something kind of similar, but it benefits only the low-income people. You don't see the benefit. Covers everything up to specialist consultations, hospitalizations, maternity services, mental health support, and most prescription drug fees. Most people pay $3 to $8 per item with their prescription drugs, and their specialist visits are $5 to $11. Dental care is not covered, though. They have to pay for that on their own. Life expectancy in Israel is 83 years. For context, the life expectancy in the United States is 78 years. Their university or their schooling is also highly subsidized. They have to pay $10,000 to $12,000 a year for a basic graduate program, but most of that is covered by scholarships and grants. They receive aid based on their academic merit, financial need, or demographic factors. But if they do have to take out a loan for their education, they take out low-interest loans from the Ministry of Education. Also, if you do decide to have a baby in Israel, you get a lump sum payment from the government as a congratulations of $1,000 to $1,500 in order to help you get started. And then they send out a child allowance, which is monthly payments to eligible families for a child under 18 starting from the birth month, retroactive to the birth is registered promptly. And the amount varies by family size income, but it is around 150 to 200 NIS per child. How much money do you get? We're not isolationists, but we are fucking tired. We have worked too hard and for too long to be treated like second-class citizens by another fucking country. And the kicker is that our own government, our own Congress, okay, they're still off. Okay, they could come back and work, but they're still off. They could come back and pass legislation and probably give us all that same stuff, but they won't. We're tired. The American people are tired. We're tired. We're tired of trying to make things work. We're tired of being in survival mode. And that's all of us. We all are. We're all in survival mode. Every single one of us. We're not isolationists, but you're turning us into isolationists by the way that you're acting.
I will never, ever, ever vote for a congressman or a senator or a president or a vice president ever again that puts a foreign nation over its own American citizens. I will scour through social media posts, and if I find one that looks like that you would choose a foreign nation over your own people, you are not getting my vote. Not that we're sure that even matters anymore. The only thing that Israel has left now is the propaganda. It's the information war. That's what we're fighting right now. And you know what? You might win that, but we're not going to go down without a fight. I think we've proven that enough times over and over again. We're not going to go down without a fight.